We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. A good day for your squad on Saturday, senior day, and you come up with a 20-6 victory over Villanova. What impressed you about your team's performance on Saturday?
Well, we played solid in all three phases, you know, and made, you know, some significant plays, you know, and battled. You know, Villanova came in, you know, obviously they're beat up really bad and came on out, and we knew we'd have our hands full, but our kids were, you know, motivated and locked in and played a very good football game, probably our best football game this year, and it resulted in a victory, which was needed and very significant. It was one that a lot of our fans and a lot of our people, you know, kind of gauge ourselves versus the Villanovas of the world, and they were very pleased and proud the way we played, and very happy with the victory, obviously.
I know you've had some wins this year, and building on your comments before, but how significant is it for your program as you build it to get a win over a team like Villanova?
That was very significant. You know, we finally got some positive press out of our, you know, hometown paper, Providence Journal, which, you know, recognized the efforts and the strains that these kids have made and the advancements that the programs have made. Obviously, this game is all judged in wins and losses, and that was a significant victory for us. And now we're posed with a challenge of trying to get two in a row, which we haven't been able to do since we've been here. So, you know, I think it was hugely significant, and, you know, we're really looking forward to continuing to build this thing because we've got a good football team and really feel like we've come close with no cigar, you know, probably at least three more times, maybe four, during the course of this year. But we can continue to get better through recruiting and training and developing our guys.
We're here with the Rhode Island head coach, Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Foster.
And your first question is from the line of Will Geohagen with the Independent.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Will, missed you on Saturday, man. Too bad.
I know. Soccer state championship. I wish I could have been there.
I hear you.
So getting a win on senior day, what has that group of seniors meant to the program these last few years as you guys have kind of built everything up?
Well, Harold Cooper made a very significant comment in the post-game press conference, you know, that he's very happy with what he's been able to contribute to the program and what the program has done for him. This group is a great group. You know, we had two kids that we inherited, Mike Azrique and Abdul Ibrahim. Everybody else was in that first recruiting class that all played very early in their careers. I mean, all true freshmen, truthfully, and they all came in to be able to, you know, buy into a vision and try to achieve championship level. It's disappointing we're not able to deliver that for them, but you know, it was very rewarding for them to be able to play their last game in Meade Stadium and come away with a significant victory over Villanova, and one that I'm hopeful that they'll always have a warm feeling about when they come back to visit.
Thank you.
Jim, a season high, 415 yards of offense against a Villanova defense. It's among the best in the nation. And Jawan Lawson, CA Offensive Player of the Week, 25 of 35 for 336 and one touchdown passing, one rushing. What were you able to do so well Saturday offensively?
Well, you know, Will and the offensive staff put an outstanding plan together. You know, like you do every week, you evaluate what the opponent does and you try to figure out the weaknesses and you try to exploit them. We obviously were able to, you know, get going in both, you know, run game and pass game. Significant plays, obviously, in the pass game. Jawan was throwing some good balls. We were able to take, you know, the seams versus their three deep structures, which was very significant at times. And then we had a couple of really, you know, one wild play was the throw to Marvin Bouvet. You know, the big body catches on a, you know, 8-10 yard slant and then found his way to the end zone through unbelievable strain and effort, you know, breaking tackles, that kind of thing. So, you know, Jawan is able to give us, you know, both, you know, run and pass out of the quarterback position, what opens us up. You know, I think Coop had some really good runs inside, and TJ Anderson always given a physical presence there. So, you know, it was a a good solid performance by our offense, and you know, defensively I thought we played, you know, very well as well.
Just one more on the offensive side, two receivers over 100 yards, and one of them wasn't Aaron Parker. How talented and deep is this receiving core that you guys have been able to develop this season?
It's very, you know, there's still some young guys that still aren't getting a whole bunch of touches, as many as the two everybody knows about with Marvin and Marvin and Aaron. But, you know, Kyrie stepped up and had a really good day. You know, we've got two freshmen, that Ivory Frimpong and Isaiah Coulter, who step up and make plays from time to time, that's outstanding. We've got Matty Pierce, who's our punt returner, who's going to be a very good player. And then Harold Buckner, who we got back finally, you know, after he had a death in the family and missed 2 weeks, senior kid that was our leading receiver last year. You know, sadly had a touchdown pass called back on a, you know, offensive lineman downfield, but still made some significant plays for us. So it's very deep, and it's hard to take one of them out because, you know, there's other ones that can hurt you. So it's a very good group, and one in which case I think, you know, a number of them are playing at, you know, all conference level.
Defensively, you hold Villanova to just 1 yard rushing, 171 overall, five sacks. But I want to ask you the big play where they're first and goal from the one there in the second quarter. You hold them to field goal. How big a play was that momentum-wise in the game?
It was huge. You know, anytime you get down there, you know, you messed up to let them get down there in the first place. And we always talk about playing the next snap. So, I mean, we were able to get some negative yardage plays, you know, on the first and second down, and then we were able to get them into a field goal situation. So, I mean, anytime you're able to do that, it was significant. I mean, you know, I didn't feel bad. I mean, because we've had plenty of bad things happen to us, but Villanova went right down the field, had a huge explosion run, tight ends wide open, running for look to be a touchdown, and the curse of Meade came up and grabbed him by the ankle, and he tripped us up. We were able to hold that to 3 points, and then they had another explosion take them down into that low red area, and our kids made a play right on the 1 yard line and ended up getting a field goal after a turnover. So I thought it was very significant. And, you know, as those things go in a tough game, it's very hard to go on the road and overcome those things, which I think is what ended up happening to Villanova.
Before I let you go, challenge of facing Towson this weekend. You guys went to the wire with them last year, fall 32-31 on that 50-plus yard field goal to end the game. As you prepare for this Tigers team, what are some of the challenges they present?
Well, you know, the first challenge we have is ourselves, you know, and making sure we're locked with a very good week of practice. You know, we've got to jump on a bus and drive 7 hours, which is, you know, taxing on anybody. But, you know, they've got a team that, you know, it seems to be really battling away like we are. You know, I think that they're, you know, they're quarterback is continuing to grow throughout. They've got a very significant guy, number 7, at the receiver spot. Their running backs are doing a nice job. You know, and defensively, they've always been a tough out, play very, very physical and run around. It'll be a game that I know that Rob will have them ready, and it'll probably be a typical Towson Rhode Island game, which, you know, every year it's been a nail biter and one that comes down to the ones at the end of the year that are willing to go ahead and go the distance is usually one that's going to win it. And they were able to pull out a heartbreaker on us last year. And, you know, we've got to go down there and try to do the same to them.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time today and all season long.
Hey, I appreciate it, pal.